Hello, I'm Julius Grafton, and this is my book, This Could Be Serious. The foreword is written and spoken by Gary Jackson, and the chapters are narrated by Graham Haig. I hope you enjoy.
How do you solve a problem like Julius? Hi, I'm Gary Jackson. I had heard of Julius, and I liked the name, Julius Grafton. It preceded him like a full-blown orchestral fanfare. When I met him just a year or so ago, our rapport was instant. He was a good man, as impressive as his name. "You'll be lucky to get a job driving a garbage truck, Grafton," was the dire career prediction that Headmaster Harris at Vaucluse Boys High School spat with derision at the greasy, long-haired, troublemaking 14-year-old as he expelled him in a fit of pique. The surly boss lit another cigarette as the burly cleaner escorted him off the school grounds with a warning that the police would be called if he tried something like that again. The punishment seemed a little harsh, for all Julius had done was spray paint "Fuck you, Harris" on the headmaster's office window the previous night. Julius said he'd had enough of being picked on and caned almost every day for no particular reason other than that the boss and a couple of other teachers weren't prepared to tolerate his subversive insolence, as teachers rarely are. It was just bad luck that security cameras had been installed the previous day and caught him in the act. Well, so the story goes. It may be apocryphal and somewhat enhanced, but there was no doubt that, at just 14, Julius's school days were over. Having spent his meagre bus fare on lunch, the stunned expulsee walked 6 kilometres all the way home under a dark cloud, wearing his school uniform for the last time and wondering where he'd go from here. He didn't dare tell his parents, because as usual they weren't there, and in any case he knew he would just get more grief and no help from them. Home was a grimy Victorian row house with flaking paint on a busy road with speeding traffic in East Sydney's dirtiest, seamiest red light district. As unhappy and unloving an environment for him as far back in his young brain as he could remember. The houses on either side, each sharing a common wall with his place, were brothels, and so were many others in the hopelessly dirty, degenerate neighbourhood. These are Julius's words. "I knew I was an outsider. Until I met my first girlfriend at 20, I felt unloved, even by my parents. I hated authority, including theirs. I grew up toughened like case-hardened steel. I was a fighter. At Sydney's toughest primary school, my brutally stupid classmates called me Julie. So I hit them, but that didn't improve things. My third-class teacher called me Cassius for a joke, and so my reputation grew. Yes, I am a brawling fighter, but only because I had to be. It's not how I am by nature. I could have gone either way. I grew up in a dark life and walked amongst the dregs, yet, luckily for me, somehow I saw beyond that. I knew that whatever happened to me was going to be on my shoulders. With King's Cross as a backyard, street smartness was an inevitability. At 14, Julius knew his way around, and had done so for years. He knew a way into the backstage and dressing room world of such eminent strip joints as the Pink Pussycat, wishing his own mother would treat him with the same good humour and respect as the fun-loving, friendly pussycats did, some of them old enough to be his mother. Julius had a voracious curiosity, an inquiring intellect, and a thirst to find out for himself more about the real adult world. He confidently came and went as he pleased, not just in the adult clubs, illegal casinos, cafes, and restaurants where he could get a free feed on the house whenever he felt like it, but when the stage show Hair came to town in 1969, with its mass nude scene and played at the King's Cross Metro Theatre, Julius was drawn to it. He said he was fascinated by what he saw there and felt a strong urge to get closer to what went on backstage, the lights, the music, and the magic. Suddenly, all the barriers I had been fighting against all my life came down. It was just a matter of walking in and making friends with roadies, technicians, and cast. They had time for me and answered all my questions. I waited for someone to throw me out, but no one did. For the first time in my life, I felt the joyful release that comes with being happy. Life throws curveballs all the time. I'd like to say that, having found his career passion, Julius was offered a prestige, highly paid job in stage production, met a girl, fell in love with her and she with him, married his life partner early and found an enduring bliss together. But that's not what happened. Fate made sure he did, however, get a junior job in a newspaper and so revealed and honed his unsuspected affinity and skills not just in journalism, but in print production and the publishing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?